Yeah, every day was Hawaiian Friday for him.
All right, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Not too bad.
There you go. I just wanted to follow up here, you know, just kind of check in with you, see how things were going. If that new building you were looking at there, I just kind of wanted to see the new progress
like,
on.
It's looking like we're in a snag and we're excuse me, I just got the hiccups.
You're good.
Looks like we're not really agreeing, so we're probably not going to move.
No way.
I suspect. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, I mean, you got to have both parties have to be happy, right?
Yeah, of course. Is it on your end or their end that's just not happy?
That's
with
hard
the...
to say.
Depends on which
I
way
mean,
you look at
I
it.
I mean, they want what they want. We want what we want. So who's to say who's on the end? Anyway, we're it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So.
Wow.
That's okay. It's not, you know, we're just like, okay, whatever, you know. It's, you know, we just have to modify and squeeze some more stuff in here and while we look for a different place or, you know, stuff. So we'll probably, since we've got to re-sign our lease here, we'll probably stay here another couple of years anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anything, it kind of creates a little bit less of a headache there for all the stuff
well,
you had coming up here.
Well, it's a lot easier to not move than to move, you know.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
Know? The downside, of course, is the you know we're then it just means we got to make better use out of the space we have.
Are you guys kind of maxed out right now where you're at, or is there still some room there to?
Well, there are a few things we can do. We can't rent any more space here because the facility is completely rented, you know. But we can consolidate some stuff and you know I got to go through some inventories I haven't wanted to scrap because you know they haven't been moving but they got some value so we'll adjust some things like that to you know as we need to make space for stuff that's actually going out the door and we've got yard space so we can put some containers in you know for storage if we need to and that sort of thing.
I gotcha.
You know, it's just a different way of looking at it rather than saying the hell with this place, moving into a new facility.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you know, and for another couple of years, shouldn't be any problem. Shouldn't be too big a problem.
And the
that'll
good
allow us to we still can expand. Probably another 20% in here without any.
Okay.
Maybe 30%. So
you don't need a desk, right?
So we can go another couple of years, you know. So.
Well, the good news is you can at least resign the lease where you're currently at, and you're not stuck with no location here in 3 months.
Yeah, that would really be bad. Yeah, that would blow completely, to say the least. You
know? Well, I mean, I got to imagine this makes things, I don't want to say easier, but a little bit more manageable, I should say.
It eases up a lot of stuff. I mean, it kind of just eases up a huge pile of money that we don't need to move now.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of stuff simpler for us here for, you know, the next 6 months anyway. And then we'll, you know, we'll be right back into nothing but problems. You know, but right now it looks like because of this, and then instead of all the cash we get set aside to move, we use that for the expansion that we're you know, for this machine repackage that we got to do right now, we got the money to pay for it, so we'll just do that, and then be good until the next one comes up, which will happen in. I got to order machinery in. Let's see, it's gonna be December. Let's see, January, February, March, probably in at the end of March.
You know, okay.
So, I mean, bad news for you guys, you know, that we're you know, the problem just vanished until March.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's you know, we're a growing business and who knows what'll happen in the meantime, you know. We're sending samples into, I don't know if I told you, Estee Lauder and L'Oreal. This new cap we have, yeah, they're we had prototypes we're making for them, and we got that we passed the first test with an existing cap, and now they want prototypes to fit their containers, and so we're doing that.
Who is this with again?
This is Estee Lauder and L'Oreal, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got some potential to break into some big stuff here. And the one that I know is coming up in March, I mean, I'm just, the company has said, yes, they're definitely doing, they we're doing this job where we were going to do three sizes of the cap for them, and then their smaller volume stuff. And then they came back and said, well, why don't we do the bigger volume one too? So now I had the whole deal all put together, and then now they wanted to add, you know, 20 or 30% more to it. So, so I'm just repricing stuff for that for them. And then, and then that'll be, that's the one that we got to do prototype for, which we'll do in between now and maybe middle of January. And then, once we make that work, it's a whole new cap design that's we think is we'll wind up patenting, and it's because it's a very good design. And then we've got four sizes going into production
in wow.
Next week already, or next year already, you know. So that'll be another more equipment there, and you know, so
yeah,
it goes on and on, you know. It's just,
did you guys have like pending contracts or deals there if you guys did move
nothing that we're losing.
That's good.
If that were the case, then you know, we'd
probably push harder on the location,
capitulating or doing something to get to, you know, I mean, we'd be taking maybe less good deal and doing it if we had jobs that were you know, dependent on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with all the amount of turmoil and everything we have going on, you know, we're changing systems around here. We're putting in because our company's growing, we're systematizing. I've got consultants in for several different things we're working on, and so in a lot of ways, not moving radically reduces the stress load.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wind up being okay. We get all these systems done and in place, and then you know, and so everything's all, you know. So we're not fixing everything all at once, which is somehow seems a lot easier. But
well, yeah, it's definitely gonna make spreading it out a little bit. There's definitely gonna ease the pain, I should say.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Let's just keep in touch, and you know, something definitely will come around.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Andy. What I can just do is maybe I'll just pencil you in to just kind of touch up once a month or every month, like month and a half or so, you know, just to see where things are at. I know you have my information there on the emails, so you got my contact information. So if anything does come up, definitely feel free to reach out. But until then, hopefully everything just keeps trucking along there. And like I said, anything comes up, just give me a call there and we can have that conversation.
Yep, great.
All right, Andy, we'll be in touch. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye now.
Bye.